So what moves you? Is it your faith? What rules you? Is it God's standard? What brings you purpose? Is it to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever? What practice defines you? Is it love? Good Wednesday morning to you. Chuck Meether here for the Kirkside Cafe. I'm a pastor in the RCUS and presently serving you some catechesis pieces flavored kettle latte. And I am back after I've been busily working on other things. Shall we say, providentially detained. That's the ministry for you. But this morning we're going to talk about love. And then we go to our Heidelberg Catechism. We're in that first part, our misery, subtitled. And then we go to question and answer number 4. What does the law of God require of us? Christ teaches us in sum, Matthew 22, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So in days past, perhaps even weeks past, we have looked at the different pieces, or shall we call them themes, sub-themes, that we will be addressing in this devotional series on the Heidelberg Catechism and the Westminster Shorter Catechism. And those pieces are motive, standard, purpose, and practice. And here we see how the standard is directing us to a particular practice. Luke 10:27. So he answered and said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Dipping into the Old Covenant, Deuteronomy 6, verse 5. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And then Paul's letter to the Galatian saints, chapter 5, verse 14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And the Westminster Shorter Catechism weighs in with question answer 42, what is the sum of the Ten Commandments? The sum of the Ten Commandments is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, and with all our mind, and our neighbor as ourselves. So we see a pattern here, don't we? And that is to give God our all in everything we do. We hold our thoughts, our words, and our deeds captive to the obedience of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in doing so, we love God first and foremost, and then we show that love in our service to our neighbor by putting our neighbor first. So contrary to the world that we live in, especially regarding social media in which we're always projecting ourselves, we're called to serve. We're called to love. We are not our own, right? Bought body and soul. So as His ambassadors, as His children, as His servants, we're called to a particular practice. And that practice is love, even if it means that we need to debase ourselves, put ourselves off, in order to love, to serve another. Think on those things today and walk with the King and be a blessing.